Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Dog lovers, get the Liberty Wristband, the clever new hands-free way to keep your dog on a leash. Forget holding onto leashes or wrapping them around your wrist. The Liberty Wristband special clip lets you hook your dog's leash to your wrist for complete control while leaving your hands free. Carry your coffee, talk on the phone, all while keeping total control of your dog and his leash. When it's time for your dog to run free, a quick flick of the clip releases him. There's nothing else like the Liberty Wristband. Order yours today at kennelkelp.com. That's kennel and kelp with a K. Kennelkelp.com.
For people with physical challenges, walking a dog can be difficult, even dangerous. But the Liberty Wristband makes life so much easier. Developed by a disabled veteran, the Liberty Wristband easily straps around your wrist, then uses a unique clip to hold your dog's leash tight, all while keeping both of your hands free. Releasing your dog is easy, too. With a quick flick of the clip, your dog is free. The Liberty Wristband, order yours today at kennelkelp.com. That's kennel and kelp with a K. Kennelkelp.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products. It is Animal Products and CTFO podcast show with your host and moderator. Hey, Grandpa Bill, thanks for joining us at the show today. The show will be about an hour. And it'll kind of be a combination of a couple of segments of archival shows as we're rapidly nearing year's end here. I thought it would be maybe a good idea to reminisce and go back and look at some of the things with my underlying theme of then and now, reflecting of what I've done in years past up to and including the present, and most assuredly what I'm going to be doing, good Lord willing, for the future. And this is in preparation for my Blog Talk radio show a little bit later, which will be animal-centric, talking not only about CBD for pets and animals, but also kelp as a nutrient for not only animals, but ourselves as humans as well. And this plays into the theme that we've been playing and talking about here for the holiday season. A recent note, my articles have been, blogs and shows have been embraced around holiday eating, the do's, the don'ts, talking a lot about immune system builders, natural vitamins, oils, tinctures, clays, herbs, well-crafted foods, cleanest water on the planet, superfoods. So how to eat healthy, how to stay healthy, how to change mindset, but at the same time, revisit what's been my driving passion, not only for human health, but for animals. We must not forget the animals. So I'm going to talk a lot about rescue in today's show too. So it's kind of a hodgepodge, but all central themed on all the subjects that we talk about, because this is a healing service, utmost and foremost, and that's exactly how we're going to promote it moving forward. So let's take care of a couple pieces of business, and when we come back, we'll talk about natural medicines, healthy eating, and we'll talk about animals and animal rescue. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Grandpa Bill back at the show. Thanks for joining us today, and kind of curving the theme within the show more so about the furry friends of all of us, animals, whether they're domesticated pets or Dr. Doolittle, all the animals. Even in the scriptures, it's been said, for the animal shall not be measured by man. I'm going to play upon that quote a little bit and try to reflect on what I opened up with in the show, reflection overall, but honing it in a little bit on animals, and the animals shall not be measured by man, if you will. One of the dilemmas I have, and there's many contributory reasons for that that I've talked about over the lineage of my career, is I've done so many professions for so long and then went solo in 1995 and forging this career around human health for sure, and had my day in the sun and all that kind of stuff, and my own private line of supplements and all that. We'll talk about the business stuff later at the other format later. My passion for animals from early childhood, and being in touch with not only domesticated pets, which I've had many plural throughout my life up into and including my two cats, Brady and Birdie. They're hanging out with me as we speak, as usual. I'll be doing a video probably later. We'll see if we can incorporate Brady and Brody into the equation. But what I've been doing is reflecting through old age, reflecting as a grandfather, reflecting in this pink arena, the world, all the things I've talked about, written about, lived, sold as a profession, offered as a sole proprietor in the health genre, animals. I started several different posts, not only this week, but pretty much over the last year. And again, to the earlier point, when you throw in brain fog and the damage and the pollution and toxicity and all of that, that's challenging enough with that. But I've written so many blogs and articles and podcast shows over the years, it is sometimes hard, even if I had a pinpoint sharp acute brain, to think of fresh subject matter. So often when I do reflect and I have all these posts that either sit around in my vapor brain fog gray matter, or I have all these libraries of notes and notes and miles of stuff that I continue to compilate but not quite get there. It's kind of a writer's frustration mixed in with my comedic frustration, and I'm really neither of the two. if that makes any sense. So I've started several different posts, not only this week, but months, if you will, maybe even years. Lots of it's about helping domesticated pets as well as animals overall, because I was entrenched in the business for so long. It's part of my life, it's part of my passion, and always supporting rescue animals, which we'll talk about within the confines of the show today too. So one of these drafts of the many that I've been writing is revisiting dogs, in particular, unique to that said article, but it's embracing for all animals, to feel secure in new surroundings. Speaking of aromatherapy, custom blends, calming, the pink arena, the animals are so affected by it as well, domesticated, or most certainly in the wild. So I've gone back and forth on these articles in the draft state as I try to be more vigilant with my blogging, which is a real struggle for me of late. So I just can't seem to finish those drafts. So after the last few weeks, especially with brouhahas, for whatever reasons, in the new world, the pink arena, the COVID environment, how we're all gonna do whatever we do and how we do it pertinent to ourselves and most assuredly our animals and the animals. So my mind always swirls around from toxicity, self-abuse, year-end holiday eating and stress, not so much applicable to myself. I have that pretty much conquered. In another show, I'll tell you about how I went off the wagon, not with alcohol, thank God, not with alcohol, with my addiction, but with eating a couple of years ago when I worked in a retirement village and watched like five people pass on, and being an empath and all this other crazy stuff. That Christmas season, there were so many cookies, pies, cakes, this and that. And the other thing, I way overcompensated for the empathetic and the sympathetic what I went through, and was one of the precipitators why I left that supplemental job. Too many people dying and their pets. I saw some pets go while I was there. So again, those of you that follow my show, you know I go all around the corral. So far, I haven't broken out into the proverbial pasture as I fight the onset of whatever's ultimately going on with myself. So, the good thing, I guess, about turning 67 within the first 3 months of the new year and moving forward is that I might be finally starting to listen to myself. So if I'm not ready to finish articles, blogs, videos, peaks and valleys of life, motivation, lack thereof, complexities, being a grandparent, being a father, being a husband, and having moments of feeling as though you may not be firing on all eight in all of those categories, because there's so many of them that we have to encompass. Feeling it, putting pen to verse, and certainly putting this old scratchy voice to mic What I will do is look to the animals, including my two own rescue cats, for the peace and the wisdom. First of all, because my two cats live in my home. But also revisiting to the wildlife's that we've affected on the planet. Every day, by our actions, or lack thereof. As I reflect, you know, there's far wiser and more mystical concepts, intuitives, ambassadors, like-minded individuals that are far more eloquent and wordsmiths and silver-throated. And please understand, I say this all positively, but we can't become remote from the universe, which does include for sure the animal kingdom. Nature and man forever in the history of the planet, and I'm using my quotation fingers, civilization, through the knowledge, companionship, what the animals give back unconditionally. And in many, many instances, facing their tragic endings through our neglect, through our contribution in a dubious way of what we've all done to their environment, to their natural habitats. And therein, boy, have we erred. To err is human. But remember the verse, for the animal shall not be measured by man. This world and whatever other worlds, if you will, that may be older, more complete than ours, be them planetary, alien, or whatever, not the theme of this discussion or this attempt at completing a thought. Everything plays to the senses. Everything. If you're going to understand the ambiance of anything, to include passion and passion for animals, even if you're not an animal lover per se. It would be the same philosophy for cohabitants of the planet of we so-called humanoids. But we may not have favorites, Mr. or Mrs. Jones, Smiths, Kleins, butcher bakers, candlestick makers, whatever your ethnicity, name, culture, heritage, whatever. We may not be fond of every Mr. Jones. We may not be fond of animals. Doesn't mean we need to neglect and disrespect either. They're not brethren. They're not underlings. We're also not prisoners. And neither should pets be. On the earth, for well over 25 years, industry-wise, add another 40 plus years personal life-wise in relationship to animals, nature, water. Reflecting makes my heart swell, even though I don't have it memorized anymore. I battled that. That's okay. I read them again and again and again and maybe five more agains. Again, eloquent ways to convey things, I leave that to those that are. That's why my allegiance, not only with what they bring to the health chandra, but what they bring to humanity, compassion, and being gifted. And the way they convey it, frame it, share it, and most importantly, feel it. So I go all around the proverbial mulberry bush, honing in on what it's like to be a lover of animals, mammals, birds, reptiles, appreciation for what this incredible gift that we've been given through nature, through animals. Somehow, I would love to see all of us get back to trying to establish a full power of encompassing more attention. Though our plates are full, literally and figuratively, with so much on the human side as well. If you have pets, to do so, y'all know this, but reinforce it just like hugging your child. Hug your pets. Love your pets. We're going to do what we can moving forward to get back to helping animals through the advocacy programs, my support for Animal Refuge League on a local level here, It's also something I reflect on. You know, now that I'm semi-retired from the business and everything was based on that business, unique to the animals, except now with the great companion programs that I'm trying to rejuvenate and revisit, as well as provide our new CTFO products. So sometimes it seems, as I struggled to reflect, I'm going to go back to the future, if you will, pun intended, on the movie. I do a lot of that too. But until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened. You think that dogs will not be in heaven? I tell you, they will be there long before any of us. Robert Louis Stevenson. Sometimes we patronize the animals for their incompleteness, for their tragic fate, or haven't taken form so far below us. That's how sometimes human arrogancy intervenes with the perspective of looking and taking for granted, and then all the craziness of abuse, certainly in the animal genre. So therein we err, and boy, that's greatly an error. In a world older and more complete, wherever they may be, beyond ours, are they more finished? Are they more complete? Are they more gifted? Are there extensions of the senses that we've lost or never attained? I query. Are they voices we don't hear? Are they voices we'll never hear? Before I go to sponsored break, I talk about my granddaughter and my deceased mom. They were the poet laureates in the family. I'll quote some poems in Heaven archival issues. I'm looking at my animals right now . They're not underlings . They're not beneath us . They're not below us . We can learn a lot from the animals . We'll be right back in after sponsor break where we'll wrap up the show for today . Thanks for joining us . We'll be right back. Hey everyone, it's Grandpa Bill here. I want to talk to you about the BH Sales Kennel Kelp CTFO product sampling CBDA joint and muscle cream program. Sampling. A free sample or freebie is a portion of food or other products in most instances, for example, beauty products given to consumers in many places like shopping malls, supermarkets, retail stores, or through other channels, such as on the internet. Sometimes samples of non-perishable items are included in direct marketing mailings. The purpose of a free sample is to acquaint the consumer with a new product and is similar to the concept of a test drive in that a customer is able to try out a product before purchasing it. Well, here's a per sample for you guys like no other ever. 10X Pure Gold CBDA Muscle and Joint Relief Cream, our 10X Pure patented delivery oil, supports the delivery to the targeted areas with CBD, CBDA, emu oil, menthol, and camphor for fast relief. CBDA is the mother of CBD, CBDA is raw, pure, and free of solvents, combustion, and toxic residue, and when processed, especially at high heat, converts to CBD and destroys most or all of the CBDA. Think of it as harvesting fresh vegetables from your backyard and cooking them at high heat. Something good is always lost under that premise. Early CBDA research suggests it could deliver potent relief by selectively inhibiting an enzyme in our bodies called the COX-2. COX-2 is an enzyme that triggers when you experience injury. The response is natural. CBDA research suggests that it reduces the production of prostaglandin by blocking the COX-2 enzyme. Less prostaglandin results in less discomfort. Today, you can get a free sample, or for $1, you can get a sample and a free website, and you do your altruistic part at the same time by helping us raise funds for a great cause, the Water Hero Project. I'm Grandpa Bill, and I'm assisting my friend Veda Austin, a water researcher from New Zealand specializing in crystallography. She has dedicated 8 years of her life to the study of water from multiple perspectives, intertwining and intertwining science, art, and the connection between bodies of water and her consciousness. Her latest book, The Secret Intelligence of Water, is published, and you can read more about her work with her water on her website, vedaaustin.com. Over the last century, there have been huge advances in the fields of water science, including the discovery of a fourth phase of water. But we haven't seen as many advances in the educational arena reflecting this. One day a month, Veda donates time teaching water science and water-related topics to school children aged between 8 and 12 years of age. Veda incorporates crystallography with the students and the subsequent photos she and the children take of ice becomes collaborative art pieces often used to help raise money for the school. After doing this for nearly 8 years, Veda noticed a large gap in the area of study. In fact, 99% of the teachers shared that they had never thought about that, let alone taught about water in such depth. The other consistent feedback Veda got from teachers was that the children were organically integrated what they learned and have integrated what they've learned or explored during Veda's lessons to her many subjects of study, giving them a broader world view. Consequently, Veda has inspired to create a fun, informative, and interactive educational series about water for parents, teachers, and children alike. There'll be a variety of modules that can be integrated into the school curriculum. Some of the thought-provoking questions that Veda will cover include, you can go to my website, please, to find out and listen to my archival show at the Anchor FM radio /BA Sales and read my blog, please, for further details and discover how the CBDA sampling pack is just yet one way to contribute not only to this fund, and by doing so, anything that you do through the CTFO, my all-car programs, direct to the manufacturers, when you go through the proper channels, leave me messages at the shows, plural, become involved in the advocacy program, deeper discounting, BH sales virtual vouchers where applicable, and providing the most potent apothecary medicine chest for both him. Animals and humans, and our coffee sampling program, which is right around the corner, serves a twofold in our project for rejuvenating local communities as well, which we'll talk about after we go back to the show right now with your host and moderator, me. Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us. We continue talking about our support for both humans and animals. BH Sales, Kennel Kelp, Holistic Healthcare Products, CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome, with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of the Grandpa Bill's Grunting Groans, and I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. At the time of this taping, it's now Friday morning, December the 18th, at about 3:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome and greetings from the cold Northeast, wherever you folks are in the listening audience. The apparel is pretty cold. We got about 15 inches of snow. I'm just about to go back out on my back patio and do some more shoveling in preparation for the plow to come through in my condo association in the back part of the area that they take care of and so on and so forth before I go to my ISO lab job in a few hours. Fortunately, that's only 2 miles down the road. Quick funny story. In the snowstorm yesterday, good morning, by the way. Welcome to Coffee with Grandpa. When I went to my ISO lab job, blithering snow, blind out, white out, and all that crazy stuff, plows. So I get to work after shoveling, cleaning off, scraping off, frigid temperatures, the whole bit. I come out of my duration of my part-time job, which usually takes 2 to 4 hours of sterilizing ISO lab equipment in my semi-retirement that I've done for 15 years that I've talked about with perfect attendance. This all gets to health and wealth and the products. Thanks for hanging with me. And this wasn't the biggest snowstorm in the history of the state of Maine, but pretty close. Long story short, there's another story about me going to work in the biggest snowstorm in the history of the state of Maine when the entire city was shut down. Story for another time. But dedication, which I'll get to, who I am, what I am. Stay with me. So I'm at work. I'm doing my routine. I come out of work. I'm scraping off the car again, all of that. Trials and tribulations of life, not the end of the world. My wiper blade, guess which side? Decided to fall off. Was the driver's side. Luckily, because I've had this happen, I've been on the road in years past so many times that I literally have lost the wiper blade as it's gone up and gone in some crazy woods or whatever. That's not what happened. But the pin, the screw was so cold and frozen, and you just had to be there, that my driver's side wiper blade came off while I'm scraping, chiseling, whatever. Long story short, the advantage of 2 miles, when the weather's temperate enough, you can literally walk door to door. One of the many reasons I'm at this golden deal for another reason. Story for another time. So I jerry-rigged it on and fixed the pin to get it to my house, driving like this, all that kind of stuff. So I'll be about to entertain that when daylight comes up, as I usually go in pretty early at the ISO lab job as the sun comes up at now about 7 a.m., something like that. To be in the light of day, which is still pretty dark and dismal, to look at the pin on my wiper blade, to put it back on, to see if I can jerry-rig it enough to drive down 2 miles to get to work today, which is supposedly going to be clear and it's the aftermath of the storm. I still got to go out and shovel another part of, I don't know. We probably have 15 inches easily, and I've got enough maneuverability to try to paint you a visual of my condo association to get to my car, to, and the snowbanks are this high as you clean the patio, you're responsible for your own patio area and or hiring someone or whatever. I've always done my own shoveling in the condo. Then the association fees, which they do an excellent job, take care of the peripheral property and the walkways and all of that, and back parking area. Okay, stay with me to try to do visual. So much shoveling from the 15 inches, you know, the typical thing, you have to open the door, fan the door 3 or 4 times to create a path, to open the span of the door, to be able to use the shovel, to start to go down the stairs to do a footpath. Incremental, there's a point to that too. Stay with me on the incremental part with this crazy old corral brain fog brain of mine. Those of you that come to that know. So in any event, I've got the pathway all cleared. We'll deal with the foolishness with the wiper, but we'll go to my ISO job. Thank God it's Friday. The old crazy sayings, don't ever wish your life away. Those that are in a work environment to whatever degree in this crazy world, which is also what we're going to talk about in my radio shows. And as you all know, this is where I warm up, try to make some kind of sense for all of us, myself included, as I fight all the craziness that I've talked about forever, using myself as a human example of lots of things to do and not to do, hopefully to do in the way of what I've found out by doing a lot of things not to do, if that makes any sense, to rectify the damage self-induced that I've talked about, my battle with alcohol, past tense as far as imbibing, picking up, all the damage that's done literally, internally, physically, emotionally, baggage, all that crap. And it's not crap, but it is crap. The toxicity, the career choices, the chemicals that I sold in chemical environments, everything being toxicity, we're all polluted. Aluminum poisoning, I talked about my teeth, fillings, and all of that. So for the shows today, I just finished over to the CTFO, Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products show, talking about our sampling program, the word free sampling, the histrionics. Please do check that out. We're applicable for the business opportunity people, my team. This one here today, this video probably will be at Ada's Facebook page exclusively. And the percentile there now is CTFO people or invited guests, potential. The more the merrier, by the way. Please come. That's also part of what we talk about at the shows. Over at the Holistic Healing Hour show, I'll be doing an extension of the water, the Give a Little Fund, the CBDA packs, which, oh, we're doing real good. I'll wrap this up in about 20 minutes. I'm going to show you some more products, my routine, my breakfast, the sampling that I reference in the, that I just said, CTFO, Chemical Holistic Healthcare Products podcast show. We're at the Healing Hour. We'll talk about the water to give a little fun, more of the mind, body, and soul continuation of the do's and don'ts of holiday eating, good food choices, the deep breathing that I've talked a lot about there. And then all of these subjects, because they do interlope and interlap. My point of being that these are all companion products, not competitor products. And a little bit more over at the Healing Hour show later, we'll get back to supporting the local economy from my alignable referral network marketing people that will come through here, hopefully via invite. And as I interface with them directly here, and as well as the shows, plural. And the Blog Talk Radio show, this today being Friday, when I get back to do so after my ISO lab job, we are going to do an animal-centric show. It'll be paving the way, talking more and still about my good friend and business constituent, Kathy Donnell Vidcak, who after all these years, I still mispronounce her last name, inside joke. We'll have her clarify it. We'll chuckle together when sometime in 2021, early, she'll be a guest on my show. We're going to work on that and get her on for sure. She's part of the Direct to the Manufacturers program forever and forever. And my virtual vouchers, my BA Sales Healthy Meal Bag, all of this ties in to an extension of the Wholesale Shopping Club, a CTFO. Okay, thanks for bearing with me. You know, I go all around my corral, speech, brain fog, trauma, and all of that. I talk a lot about metaphors too. One that I use for my life is actually Vince Lombardi back in the 60s when the Green Bay Packers had their heyday. He coined the phrase, a winner never quits and a quitter never wins, for a multitude of reasons. That's been a metaphor for my life. One of which, I grew up at the Boys Club. I pretty much, in the absence of a non-hands father, background and all that crazy stuff that I've talked about before, that kind of drama. Grew up at the Boys Club, literally, figuratively, taught myself how to swim, whatever accolades or abilities I did or didn't have, and aspirations or illusions of grandeur of an athlete or whatever. I taught myself. I was always to the point of, as far as athlete, if he had a pickup game, God bless, I wasn't the kid that said, well, we don't want him, stick him out. I was maybe a step up on all of that. I could hold my own or whatever, who cares? Point being, there's a point there. A winner never quits and a winner never wins. A quitter, I just said it backwards. A winner never quits and a quitter never wins. The other reason that it stays with me is the last parallel street so many years ago, before I crossed over to, for the local region, our local post office, where I got mangled by a car and it was my fault and I walked in front of it. I talked about it many years, took a lot of head trauma and that, central nervous disorder, kidneys, all of that. Point being, not no poor me things, please stay with me. Seriously, that's the last thing I remember is the backboard. That saying was ingrained on the backboards of the basketball court from Vince Lombardi when I was a kid. And for so many reasons, background trauma, blah, 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 violin, wine and cheese, a little bit, but not from that premise. Yeah, it was a metaphor that guided me for life. So anyhow, I still live by that today. I never quit. I never quit. I do all these crazy analogies in movies, asthma music. I make the analogy I haven't recently about the great movie Raging Bull, about Jake LaMotta when he fought Sugar Ray Robinson, particularly Robert De Niro as the actor, not Pink Arena, as the actor, when he was Jake LaMotta and just got pummeled by Ray Robinson, I think in the rematch. Just pummeled, beat to a powerball, cut up and destroyed, but he didn't get knocked out and he didn't get knocked out. It was a classic line. Things like that resonate in my crazy brain. You didn't knock me down, Ray. You didn't knock me down, Ray. That's how I treat life. It can beat the hell out of all of us. Myself included, and most assuredly has. So in 8 minutes or so, my corral speech, I'm broken out into the past year, my analogy. Again, not an old poor me thing, a reality thing. I definitely probably have the onset of some sort of dementia, and ultimately perhaps Alzheimer's, which is all good and part of the deal with the cars and all that. But I've hung around for a really long time through all of the pollution and detriment that I've done to my body. And I've talked a lot about the outside manifestations, two forms of arthritis and crooked fingers, screwed up brain, teeth, amalgam fillings, mercury poison, vapors, toxicity, career toxicity, water, tap water, everything's toxic except tourmaline spray. Anthropogenically pollution-free water. Okay, let's get to the routine quickly and I'll talk about all of this. This is the audio-visual of where we try to put thoughts together to make some semblance of sense between my shows on the radio podcasts, plural, three times over, and on the animal one, we will talk about Kathy Denelvick and FICTFO products, the Blissful Dog at Ross University, and medicines for dogs, aromatherapy, shampoos, dog paws, all of that moving forward. Back here, I just did the show that I talked about 10 minutes ago or so with Ashley Stewart Finger, winding up in that show talking about our sampling program. And I talked about sampling and the histrionics of sampling, my histrionics with sampling in the coffee industry and in store with the food in the Costco's and the Walmart's Walmart's, what do you call them? Sam's Club. Okay, our CBDA green packs, wherever your degree of familiarity as you're coming in now. I've talked about it before. I've done shows on it. That's the packet. That's my business card. Sometime I'll tell you the reason for my hand scratching of the website quickly. This company, since I've been with them, CTFO, we've grown and changed and innovated the website so many times and changed them just a tad, all positive, all for the good. I got these cards at the time when it was three or four websites ago. All good, all good. With the former addresses that were just a tad different, I had a different cell phone, so that information was all different. That's the progression of change all through the day. So, and it gives everybody a conversation piece to have to talk to me again as much as they hate to, because I was never blessed with good companionship either. So at least you get the question like, what the hell does that say? Hi, so I talked about this. Didn't shake much, and this is also a great product, obviously. This is part and parcel of an option for the Give a Little Fund for Veda Austin in my support of her, the Water Hero Project, that I'll talk way more about again over at the Holistic Healing Hour. One option is, if you want a free sample of this, contact me at my shows, plural, please. If you want a free sample, great. Leave me a message and it's free. We can do that. If you want to be altruistic at the same time, if you want to pay a dollar for this, you get a free website via CTFO anyway, but you get for a dollar purchase, but you do your altruistic part in lieu of out-of-pocket donations, which are tough at any time of the year, especially this, if you can see fit to increase the donation and over and above donate of your own volition because you believe in the cause. Awesome. Point being, the dollar, if you choose that route, will indeed most assuredly go to Veda Austin. Nothing nefarious, crooked, or anything crazy like that. So it's a win-win situation. If you're new to the business, touch it, don't taste it, but feel it, smell it, play to the senses, use it. Product of the product, 60-day money-back guarantee. Please listen to the show. If you didn't listen to Stuart at the sales meeting Tuesday past, wherever you are coming through here, the samples are 60 days guaranteed. I mean, there is no risk. I talk about the risk at one of the shows. Okay. The product's great, the sample's great, leave me a message accordingly at my shows. If you just want a sample, if you'll truly use it and help us with word of mouth advertising, I'll outline all of that. I'll talk again about our advocacy program for all of this and how it goes to deeper discounting still to save everybody money when, where, and if they choose to do so. My moniker is over the years, I do business differently, I do, and I have. Okay, Ultimate Vitamin, CTFO, I'm going to go through this. Super 7, I'm a client, I just got more via auto ship myself, loading up, build the immune system. I'll do an Around the Palace show, looking at the clock. I'm going to try to wrap this up in 2 minutes to keep it 20. I'll talk more about CTFO, our spray-on liquid glove. I have been talking about Vitality Herbs and Clay, Sacred Clay, my teeth, the gums, Michael King, Vitality Herbs and Clay, archival show, Monday past, was on my show. Check out all the archives. Please listen to the interviews with Trina Felber, America's Nurse. I just did an update replay of that at one of my shows. Seth Wazanski, Tourmaline Spring, Living Nuts, and Michael King many times on my show. Upcoming guests. Speaking of Trina Feldberg, speaking of my toothache, I talked about yesterday, Natural Medicines in the Archival Show, the LED mouthpiece. Many shows about me with it in my mouth, including while I was interviewing her at the radio show. You should listen in just for that alone. CBD drink drops, Seth Wozanski, right here in Maine, Tourmaline Springs. I'm going to order some more today. I use his products. I talk about them. I use that for the antiseptic things on my teeth, on my psoriatic arthritis. Dr. Dustin Sulak, Maine, CBD, CBDA. Going to be ordering some more of that today. I just reordered some more of Trina Feldberg's dental products for my teeth. We're all in this together. Listen to Trina Feldberg. Please highly tell 10X Pure on the show with me, Tourmaline Springwater, Sacred Clay, Vice Versa, Michael King, Tourmaline Springwater, all these fine medicines. Seth Wozanski, when he was on my show, we talked about all of it, his products, our products, cannabis, medical cannabis, hemp industry, the building trades, the paper trade, what it's good for, where it's going. We're a legion, we're a healing service. Thank you for supporting the water consciousness movement. Continue to do so. 20 minutes, 20 seconds. I'll see you all later. I'm trying to stay metered. I'm trying to stay on the clock. When the packages can get delivered in this holiday season, my brand new headphones are coming with a microphone, and the show is going to get better. The studio is going to get better. 2021 is going to be positive if we all stay that way. Practice breathing. Do the heart-brain connection, the heart-brain coherence, who we are, what we really are, all of it. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Bye-bye for now. I love you all. Thank you.
Okay, folks, let's take one more quick sponsored break, and we'll come back with a quick wrap for today's show. Thanks for joining us. Beginning of another week, the onset to the end of the year, 5 days till Christmas, 11 days left in the calendar year. Doing lots of reflecting over, as I always do at year ends, past tense, present tense, future, over my blogs, series of podcast shows. I've been doing the theme around the holiday seasons, holiday meeting, the do's, the don'ts, the good, the bad, what to do, what not to do, mind, body, and soul, clean water, superfoods, how the year ends. There always an increase in stress and anxiety. Obvious reasons, closing out books and businesses in fiscal years when they correlate with calendar years, holiday shopping season, bad food choices, bad diet, too much sugar, too much imbibing sometimes, and libations with the holiday seasons, all of the above. Well, today I've been sitting here reflecting, thinking about all of those subjects as 2020 is virtually in the bag almost. A little bit later at the CTFO business show, and a couple of the Calcare Products show, I'm going to talk about our last push over the last 11 days and all the benefits to do so and how that all materialized, when, where, if, and how. More importantly, I want to reach back, take a deep calming breath, which I've also been talking about, breathing, and remember what we owe to the animals, what we do with the animals, supporting animals, much animal companionship,
means to all of us. The why does have an ulterior light to the right that bothers my obstruction, so I'm trying to shut it out here. It bothers my view open just a second. But we've been talking, and I want to talk more about animals, products for animals, how we treat animals, animals in the wild, what we've done, how we're really kind of subconsciously maybe forgetting about the animals. We never want to forget about the animals. We made a career of not forgetting about the animals from childhood up. So over at my other shows today, including the Blog Talk Radio show, which will be animal-centric, I'll be talking about the healthy meal bag that I've had for 25 years, which is an extension, now a la carte, direct to the manufacturer of our CTF wholesale shopping club. And in my shows today, I'm going to be talking more about the CTF or PEP products, the CBD version. But we'll also be talking about Kathy Donnell Pitcack, aromatherapies, essential oils, as we continue to talk in my series of the 13-part episodical series about natural medicines. But I want to invoke getting back to advocacy programs. I want to really direct them to a couple of my supports for years, one of which is the Animal Refuge League here in Portland. And the way I plan on doing that is through orders that I generate through my CTFO membership. I've decided to once again give a portion of all proceeds, however they emanate, via the CTFO, the direct to the manufacturing program with all of those manufacturers and their wares by going direct, which facilitates a deeper discounting program by doing so. Also enhances having the strongest apothecary medicine chest for you, family, friends, and your pets. So I'm going to stay more animal-centric at the Blog Talk Radio show, talk about animal health, we'll also talk about wild animals, what we've done, environment, how we're contributory to driving animals out of an environment, pollution, toxicity, how it's important to address and appreciate those of us that have domesticated pets or care about them. They get stressed out too. They feel our stress. They know, they have a sixth sense, they're in tune. Nature, they know so many things before we even conceptualize what's going on in the world. With our human arrogance, we've also put them as some sort of a subservient entity in many cases. Obviously, cruelty and abuse, those are the non-human rights on the planet. We're going to talk about that too in today's show. Compassion, empathy, how vital our pets are, animals in general, in the wild as well, any animal, reptiles, amphibians, all of them. Dr. Doolittle, they're here for a reason. We might even get into the cosmic a little bit, interplanetary, as to where animals, why, how. Have they cohabitated? Do they cohabitate? Not in the forms that we know them, such as aliens and all that. Mind, body, soul, ethereal, pet wealth, advocacy programs and support thereof. So over at my show today, plural, and for the week, I'm going to continue to talk about the general themes of healthy eating every day. But just the holiday season, continue to concentrate cold earth, in clays, tinctures, well-crafted foods, cleanest water, superfoods, but also for the pets, be them CBD, which we have, and non-CBD. Gonna talk a lot about the attributes of kelp, something I did for 25 plus years, and how good it is for both humans and animals. In nutrition, trace minerals alone that both bodies, be it the animal and wild kingdom bodies, as well as the human bodies, were all trace mineral deficient, just that in and of itself. How nutritive it is, kelp for humans, hair, skin, nails, many attributes, but also how imperative it is for the good health of pets, animals. MIT cats are a bona fide attribute to that, with crappy cameras and bad angles, their coats glisten and gleam. They're hiding at the moment, getting ready for Graham to get up and feed them. They're hibernating upstairs, waiting for the pounce on the door with their primal instincts. Yes, no Brady and Brody. If you haven't seen them or don't know them, please check out my archives. They're every much parts of my family, as my son, my granddaughter, as they are with the real families, those of us that have the connection. One of the beasts is walking by on the floor right now to go get positioned at the bowl and commence to wait for Graham. So we're going to talk about kelp as well, nutritive values, the vitamins, holiday eating, healthy eating, both human and animals. We're going to talk about empathy, compassion, a whole different way to approach healing, the mindset, mind, body, and soul concept, who we really are, the heart-brain connection, the heart-brain coherence, who we really are when we were developed in the womb, how we're not Vera, Chuck, and Dave, Tommy, Fred, Bill, Grandpa Bill, Sammy, Kevin, Peter, Paul, Mary, Timmy, Tommy, Wang, Chung, Fang, whatever. That's just your name. It's just who you are. It's your outer shell. It's what's inside that counts. It's what you really are. We're also going to continue on our campaign as the Pink Arena, the World Arena, all of this COVID and Schmovid and maladies, and viruses, and whatever, manifest themselves in probably the most tumultuous year in the history of mankind. Globally, locally, regionally, we'll continue to talk about rejuvenating communities, working together. Yes, you can support the local economy. I'm glad Linda is doing that. I've obviously done that for many years about it clearly. But you can reach across the aisle, across the state, across the country, across the world, and help each other at the same time. When you do it with ethically based and founded sources, suppliers, that operate on the premise of transparency, that get it, that are in it for the cause. Yes, they're for-profit businesses. I don't understand why all of a sudden that's some kind of a bad thing either. It is when somebody's just literally trying to get into your pocket and don't do it ethically, or with viable products, or don't stand behind the products, or don't back them with science and technology, don't back them with proof of the pudding by training them themselves, or allowing what they've done for themselves, their family, or their past, which in every single case, I've represented in my career with 50,000 items consulted easily. Health industry, both human and animals. Have I tried every single one of them? Of course not. I've whittled it down to a core that includes what I talk about on a competitive basis that's kept this old crony man alive and well with all kinds of outer shell manifestations, internal craziness, compromised immune systems, novel fillings, mercury poisoning, career choices in toxic environments with chemicals and in industrial mills and oil goes around, gets more toxic in the water and the soil. We're going to talk about all of that because that's my passion. My personal objective is to give Jack LaLanne a run for his money. I have every intention of seeing the century I think I can get there. If the world allows it, if I'm still only going to be 67, I'm actually not 95 yet, so it's a stretch. I think I can do it. I'm in good health overall. It's just the outside things. My doctor is skin amazed. I talk about this in school. He's my doctor. I talk about medical cannabis, CBD, and non-CBD products, natural herbs, clays, earth and derived, superfoods, the cleanest water on the planet. By availing so many sources, so many transparent companies, so many companies and products that have long-standing career success ratios, books, everything, the gamut, many of which have been on the little old organic show. It's not about me. It's about the subject matter and my position is a conduit. I've always been a conduit and had the great fortune to have maybe some ideas, mixology-wise. I'm not a mixologist. I've come up with concepts in my capacity as independent ingredient broker over the years to include for animals, to include the private labeling products, which we'll talk about a little bit later on the Blog Talk Radio show. Going to really, really open up the first quarter of next year, really revisiting that niche market. Animals, health, wellness, nutrition, they do belong here. They do belong with us. They serve a vital part. And in many instances, they were here way before we were. Don't forget the animals. Talk about the products that we provide that have great success ratios. I go back over 40 years in this industry, which means nothing other than the fact that I've walked a mile, I've seen the experiences, I have many customer testimonials allowing to it. I've given many, if not 50,000 that I've represented, but many that I've represented to my own family, pets, family members, business constituents, whatever. I've never had a kelp industry product or any of those products ever return. CTFO's products have an extremely low return rate as well. They're high, efficacious, competitively priced, fully guaranteed. There is no risk. We are different. We do business differently. We're financially solvent. We're a legion combined that cross appreciate. Are in it for the same reasons to reduce anxiety, pain, and maladies that we've had for decades in both humans and pets and animals in wild as well. Through all the toxic pollution, weather changes, soil degradation, water supplies, whatever for them and their environment too. This is why bears are coming out in people's backyards, depending on regions. Cougars, mountain lions, things that haven't been visible for years when they were able to stay in their own habitat.
Okay, so that was a great thing. I did all of this, you know? Sunday, 8:54, got a little early this morning, I wanted to still everything, so I wanted to do the audio at this juncture here, because it fits so well into today's show. So, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up right where we left off in the second. Thank you very much. Right back.